Well, hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings, and we'll be having a Lightship healing session at the end of the show here. So we'll just talk about the Lightship briefly here. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same Lightship that Jesus used for his spiritual teachings of ascension and the demonstration of healings that the Lightship could do for people. And we're going to be bringing in some divine energies tonight of the Masters. So if you'd like to maybe input that on the fast chat, we can bring in a few of the beings here. So if you have a favor that you may want to experience tonight, you can do so. And so you may want to scroll down to the Creation Lightship insignia and have that in front of you as we start to do that probably in about 10 minutes here. So what we're going to first do is the chakra alignment for everybody to get you kind of all tuned up. So we're going to go to your heart chakra. Last time it was pretty rough. We had a lot of chakras out of alignment, so we'll see what happens this evening here. So going around to your heart chakra, that feels good. And throat chakra, number 5. The heart was number 4, perfect. And third eye, good, okay. Now we're going back down to your solar plexus. This is your personal power. There we go. Wonderful. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Much better tonight. We'll do an opening now if you'd like. So I'll use the word spin to increase the chakra size, which will give you more life force energy flowing into your body. So here we go. We start with the heart always. That's where your spirit resides. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And fifth chakra, your throat. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, intuition. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now below the heart to your solar plexus, your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Around your navel area, spin, 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 creativity, spin, 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 open, and first chakra, base of your tailbone, base of your spine, spin, 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 open. And they wanted me to also help people with some energy right now. That's what I'm seeing. We'll go to your feet. We'll open up the chakras in the bottom of your feet. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now we'll do some entity clearing. This is the emotional bodies of people who've passed on that are kind of with you, hanging around, using your life force energy so they can exist. And they also kind of take you off your spiritual path because they start living with you and in you, and you start losing your spiritual energy to these beings here. So we'll just start releasing them here. This is another body that we also have ourselves, which is an emotional body, and we can take on these energies without knowing it. And wonderful. They're being released now. Now we're going to bring more of you into your body. So we're going to collect your spirit fragments. This is also called a soul retrieval. And we're naturally, we have to clean them off so that they'll come back to you in wholeness without the traumas. And it's like we first clear away the entities. It's like having a full glass of water. If the water is full in the glass, you can't put anything else into it. So your spirit cannot come in when the entities are blocking the energies. So we have to get rid of those entities first. So here we come. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do some more releasing of these entities here. And if you have any pain in your body, you might just kind of think of that consciously and ask your spirit also to help release these energies from you, okay? Because your spirit is also working with the Lightship to release these. There we go. Perfect. Bring more of you back to your body now. Doing this wonderful cleansing now. You might even feel part of your spirit around you. And normally when you come into your body, you actually start to feel a little heavier. And you may feel your body getting warm, heating up. You may feel tingles, which is just the energy flowing into your body where it was not flowing before. So here we go. Going to bring you more into your body. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Beautiful. Now we're going to do the mind to your heart drop to connect your consciousness to your spirit and your heart center. So this is where your true guidance is. So here we go. Just think of an elevator, 10th floor being, say, your forehead, your waking consciousness, and your heart is number one. Just kind of visualize, if you would, the elevator dropping down into your heart center. So here we go, counting backwards from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Beautiful. Okay, I guess I'll just turn it over to Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everyone. It's Saturday night, and it's very exciting tonight because we are going to go to the Creation Lightship and have a very sacred and wonderful experience there. So if anyone is new to the program, what you can do is click on the Creation Lightship page from the BBS schedule page, and you'll be able to scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see a picture of a light being there. This is a light being from the Creation Lightship, and it's wonderful to have her picture on the screen. And Ron will probably activate that in a little bit with her energy. And also, you can bring up a picture of the Creation Lightship insignia, which will also transmit energies from the Creation Lightship for healing and guidance. And you can either scroll down below the light being, or you can bring them up side by side if you click on the picture of the insignia that's underneath the window of the Fast Jet. And if you'd like to communicate with us on the Fast Jet, just click on BBS Fast Chat, which is right under the picture of the light being, and that'll bring up that window for you, and you can enter your questions if you have a question for Ron, or like we talked about a little bit earlier, if you have one of the masters that we have been talking about this week that you particularly would like to have brought in tonight, or perhaps visit their room on the lightship when we go there for our healing later on. So we'd love to have you with us on the Fast Chat, and love that interactive feeling of being able to communicate with you back and forth right that. So we actually have two people that have requested Babaji and one for Metatron. So we'll keep those in mind and try to accommodate everybody's requests. So I guess right now we're going to ask Ron to activate the Lightship insignia. And we're going to talk about the creation energies, the 12 source energies, and Ron will bring some of those in for you tonight. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so there are 12 major source energies that created everything. So we bring in different ones at different times, and I think the shows before we brought in maybe the first three. So we'll bring in divine source energy number four. So we'll activate this beautiful Lightship insignia now. And you can just watch it, have it in front of you on your screen. And you're going to actually, more than likely, some people actually say it actually floats off of their monitor screen as they see it floating. And you may start to see the white light coming off of this here. And it has a lot of heart energy to it. It's very, very loving, the presence that comes into your room. Remember that this is one of the energies that's inside of you. And we're going to bring in divine source energy number four. So here comes number four into your room. Just kind of sit back and relax. Like we say in all the Lightship healings, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up and stay in your heart center and just have this wonderful experience here. We'll put some music on. Right now it's fully activated. And we'll see you back in a couple of minutes here. Remember, these are all heart-based energies, and this is where you're going to be feeling them in your heart center. They won't be inside of your head. And just allow yourself to have this beautiful communion with a part of you, Ashley. In divine source energy number 5. This is one of the creative energies. So here it comes. It'll come in through your insignia that's in front of you on your monitor screen. And it's coming in right now. A little different flavor of the divine. Very wonderful. This one to me has a lot of peaceful energy to it here. But you may experience this different yourself. So everyone is a little different how you're going to resonate. And it's coming in, so we'll just put some music on again here for everyone. So just kind of, again, sit back and relax and allow the energy to flow through and around you. In divine source creative energy number 6 here, and just kind of watch your monitor screen here. You're going to see it get energized right before your eyes here, and you may start to feel this wonderful heart energy coming into you here. And these are all different like flavors of the divine. They're all different love energies that you're going to be experiencing here. So we'll bring in one more after this one too. So here we go. It's going to come in right now. And you may have already been feeling it. And here we go. that will bring in divine source creative energy. Number seven. And again, there's nothing for you to do. Just kind of enjoy these wonderful frequencies coming through you and open your heart up to experience them. So it's getting charged up right now, and it's about ready to come in. So here we go. Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Well, we have a couple of questions on the fast chat, so let's get to those. One question is, could you explain the white light?
Yes, the white light is basically a very pure divine energy. There's also golden light. And when you connect to these, you want to go through your heart center to your spirit, and that will be your connection to this wonderful divine energy that can help do healings on you and also bring you more into spiritual integrity. So it's like your kind of like your lifeline energy, so to speak. And we'll do a sampling here so you can feel the difference between the white light and the golden light. So let's do that right now here. So again, have this insignia in front of you, and we're going to bring in white light at first here. So here comes the white light energy. Remember, these are all energies that you want to connect to your heart center. And your spirit, naturally, what I tell everybody is go there first to see if these energies are good for you. And your spirit will filter out what is not. So this is where what I always teach people so that they can get connected properly to whatever is coming into them. So this is your only safeguard in life, is to have your heart and your spirit discern energy. So here comes the white light energy from the creation light ship, and you're going to feel this energy coming into you right now. You might even see your monitor actually change frequencies and colors. So here it is. Bring in the beautiful golden energy from the creation light shift. And watch your monitor again here. You may feel your room change frequencies too. And this will come into your heart. So here comes this beautiful energy now of the golden light. Over to you again.
All right, so we have a question about what can you tell us about the equinox energy?
Well, they're energies that are, in a sense, transmitted here off-planet for us to experience. That's my understanding of it. I'm mainly devoted to doing healing cells, so I don't really connect with those energies that much. After having the 4-in-1 session that I do with people, I'm basically not affected by any of the planetary shifts, meaning like the Mercury's in retrograde or when the full moon comes out, so that does not even affect me any longer. So my actual astrological chart of the influences do not affect me whatsoever. So I'm more connected to the divine energy versus being connected to the mind matrix energy and the controlling energies that are off-planet. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I'll just mention that we do have another request in addition to Babaji and Metatron. We have a request for Melchizedek, so you can keep that in mind for when we go to the ship or if you want to bring any energies in before that.
And I think I'm going to bring in the energy of forgiveness that just came up here.
Oh, wonderful.
Remember, this is a live show, so nothing really is too planned. So here we go. We're going to bring in the forgiveness energy from the creation light ship for all of you. And I think we're going to go to the light ship after this here. That way we can have maybe a little longer session, and actually you're going to go into the rooms of these masters. So it'll be quite a treat tonight to have this experience. So here comes the energy of forgiveness. So it'll come in through the light ship insignia. And here it comes. And just kind of think of what you'd like to forgive yourself and others, and this energy will help you release those energies from you. Thank you. for Dan about with Babaji's heal his finances now. These masters don't really do that, to my knowledge. They're there to show you the divinity of who they are to resonate with you so you can get that resonance of the divine in you so you can create your own creations here wherever you go out through the universe. So these interviews are just strictly an aid, which is actually kind of part of you. So what happens with some people is that they actually resonate and feel more of a frequency of these energies from one to the other. And sometimes if you're resonating with a particular energy more fully, you may not feel it as strong as another energy because you've already incorporated part of that divine in you. Remember, you are all these energies. And remember, the divine does not separate itself from you. This is why there's 12 source energies, and all 12 source energies made up you with their frequencies. And it depends, you know, where you are in your spiritual growth or walk as to how much of these energies you can actually incorporate inside of yourself for your own divinity. So you are these energies. So basically, as far as having an energy do work for you, they're not really here to do that. They're here to assist you in opening yourself up to their flow of energy, which can be used for you for your own creative process. Okay, Sylvia, any other questions there?
Let's see. We have a question about when to use the golden light and when to use the white light.
Boy, that's a hard one. I don't know what to say on that. Both of them are very, very nice. There's also the violet flame energy. Each one has a purpose, so I would just say, you know, just experiment with them and just see how you feel, how they resonate to you, and what they're going to help you out with as far as integrating more of yourself with you. And so some people may have already integrated the violet flame energy, we'll say, or the violet energy from Saint Germain, so they may be lacking a different energy. So remember, these are all part of the divine, which you have inside of yourself. So these energies are here to help you embody more of who you are, so they have different names to them and also different colored frequencies. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Then we'll go to the light ship maybe after maybe 5 minutes or so, okay?
All righty. I think we have one or two more questions here. We have a question, do we use these lights to protect our home or do we need to?
Yeah, you could probably invoke those energies in, yes. And it will work according to your belief system. And at some point, the energies will probably get weaned off of you because you've already integrated them. Like I said, your only protection for yourself is your own spirit inside of yourself. But the energies can come into a room and they can feel wonderful just like they have tonight. And so it's hard to say what they will do for you as far as protection. But some people just like having them around, and they do feel wonderful. Okay, Sylvia.
All right. Well, we do have a request on the fast chat about activating water. We have time for that tonight, or shall we do that on Monday?
Yeah, if everyone would like to get a glass of water quickly, I'll do that right now. What I'll do is bring in the dolphin energy through the insignia here of the light ship, and the dolphins are going to activate your water. So just get a glass of water, 8 ounces is plenty, and I'll bring in the dolphin energy right now, and then in about 1 minute we'll start the water activation. So here comes the dolphin energy. You might even feel it as you're away from the computer. And it's starting to come in here. And they'll come in groups of three. So you may feel three different light being energies. I use the word light being because they have not incarnated yet. So they're still in their wonderful, divine, pure essence form. And then when they incarnate, then they lose that status of being a light being, okay? Because then they're actually a creative expression of the divine. And then they're going to go out to do their experiences just like you are in this lifetime. So they're coming into your room. You might even sense the energy. They're heart-based, like I said. The creation light shift only works in the now, and the energies are only working, you know, with your heart energy. So here we go. I think you probably all have your water, hopefully. So I'd like everyone to take their glass of water now and put it in front of them, and also put, you know, one hand on each side of it. And these beautiful dolphins are now going to connect to your heart center and bring their energy into you, and it'll run down your shoulders, you know, down your arms, elbows, go to your wrist and your palm chakras, and out of your fingers right now. So they're doing the water activation. And this will take typically about 20 seconds. So they're going to bless the water for you and give you what you need right now in your life with special light codes so that you can have this experience here. And the water can be used for detoxification. If you have extra water, you may want to put it in your bath water this evening. So they're almost done here, they're saying. About another 5 seconds here. Okay. So just take a drink of your water right now, and I'll have some of mine. And we'll just see how it tastes. Very good. Very good. Mine's very wet. Very juicy, very wet. How's yours, Sylvia?
Tonight mine is very wet. It's not sweet tonight, and it's not really lemony either. It just has kind of a little bit more of an earthy taste to it, and it's just very wet.
Okay, any other questions on the fast chat before we go to the light ship?
Let's see. We have a question from someone who said they had difficulty forgiving greed. It's from Colleen, and wanting to know if you can see where she is stuck.
I don't normally do readings or look that way. I do a lot of sessions with people. What I am picking up, though, is that looks like what you're dealing with right now stemmed from probably about 3 lives back for you. So that's about all that I'm picking up right now. So should we go to the light ship, Sylvia?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so just kind of sit back and relax. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, you can. And this part of the session will not work on the archives. You can listen to it. The energy will be here activated in the light ship insignia, but you will not be going to the light ship. So here we go. Just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going there right now. And you're going to be taken up out of time. You're going to still be where you are physically, but you're going to be taking and being transported out of time and brought into your full physical form in the light ship right now. And they're doing a body scan on us to see what type of being we are. And we're going to first go into a room before we go into the orientation room. This room has a lot of golden energy. We talked about gold energy previously, so this room has like fairy dust, gold energy that'll be all around us, going through us. So just sit back and relax, and you might pick one or two things that you may want to have healed, okay? And we'll see what the light beings can do for you. So you're on this in this particular room right now on the light ship, so request your healing, and we'll see you back in about a half a minute here. The music off here. I'll just mute my line here, and that way you can have a one-on-one experience here in these beautiful rooms. Okay, we're now going to go into another room. And we're in the room where we're talking to the different doctor teams of light beings. Each team has three male doctors normally. And people have asked me, well, where are the females? And they also do healing work, but the females are the interface between the male doctors and you. So they actually, in a sense, tell the male doctors what to do, and they monitor everything. So they're kind of in between you and them. And the males are a little different energy as the females. The females have typically a little more compassion, but I may not be right at that, but that's kind of how it feels. They're a little more earthly, and they feel more of the energies than the males up on the light ship would feel, although I'm not exactly right on what I'm saying, but they're just there to instruct the males what to do. So we're going to bring in one of the energies here down for us, and also on the light ship. We're going to go into the room. This is the room where Melchizedek is, where he resides on the light ship. This is his first incarnation energy room. So this is his 100% pure divine essence energy. So we're going into this room right now, and we'll also bring his energy down here for us to experience. So it's coming in right now, and we're in this room, so we'll just enjoy this wonderful frequency of Melchizedek. And again, you can ask for spiritual guidance, stay in your heart. These are strictly heart-based energies. We'll see you back in a minute here. Okay, we'll go now, go into another room. This is the room where Babaji was created. And we're bringing his energy down here for us to experience. So here comes Babaji's energy. And we're also in this room on the light ship right now. And it's just a wonderful, kind of a very, he's like a very soft, gentle person, very kind. And so here we go. We're in this room right now. Put some light music on for everyone here. The room where Metatron is, and we'll bring in the energy of Metatron right now, and just watch the creation light ship insignia. You may actually feel this energy come into you right now, and it's all strictly heart-based energy. So here we go. This energy is very, it's pretty strong. It's coming in here. So anyway, here's Metatron. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on to the next room. And we have a request for the energy of Mother Mary. So we're going to the room where Mother Mary was created. And then we'll go on to our room where we were created after this here. So here's Mother Mary's room. And again, she'll come in into your presence here, into the room that you are. And sometimes she'll bring in the fragrance of roses. So we'll see what happens for you. There we go. Coming in wonderful. Very nice energy. Very, very soft, very kind. A lot of compassion coming through right now. So we're in her room right now on the light shift. And again, just kind of open your heart to feel this wonderful energy. Going to a very special room. This is where you were created. So you're going to be there in wholeness. Remember, you're only half here because your twin flame is elsewhere. And so you're going to actually feel yourself along with your twin flame energy in this room. You're in this room right now. And across from you, if you're a seer, you're going to actually see a beautiful silhouette of you, a beautiful white light silhouette. And I'll count to 10, and we'll have this energy walk into you of you. This is love comes walking in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And just kind of sit back and relax and just kind of bathe in the energy that is of you. Thank you. another room, and you're still in these same rooms, so you're still going to have the wholeness of you with you until we come back from the light ship here. We're going to go into the room where Jesus was created, and we're in this room right now, and we're bringing his energy down here for us to experience too. And again, just sit back and relax and allow this wonderful energy to come through you, and it'll start to do some healings at your request. So, and here it is, and here he is, and it's a wonderful, calm, peaceful energy. Energy now, which is Mary Magdalene. So here she comes, and you feel her coming into your room right now. And wonderful. She's here now, and you're in this beautiful room of Mary Magdalene, and experience this energy now. And again, it'll come in through your heart center. Jesus again, so they can be a couple in their full essence of the divine coming into you now. Jesus, along with Mary Magdalene, joined together. go into one other room. We'll go into the room where Buddha was created. So here comes Buddha down here for us to experience. And here he comes to the lightship insignia. And wonderful. We're in this room right now. So again, just sit back and relax. And enjoy this wonderful, beautiful spiritual energy. Back from the creation light shift. And so we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking these beautiful divine beings for working with us tonight to sample their energies. And we're now going into the transporter room. And this is where we're going to come back. And our animals and pets that we brought up are now joining us. And they're placing this beautiful white light energy around us, this cocoon energy. We're ready to come back right now, and now we're coming back, and we're here. So that kind of concludes our evening here. I would like to say if you would like to join our email list, just go to the back or the bottom of the screen here. Just scroll all the way down. You're going to see a large pink box, and just enter your email and name in there. It would be wonderful. We can connect with you that way, too. And we have special sessions Mondays and Fridays for only $20 for an hour ship healing. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and you can get on those if you wish. Just connect with me, too. And Sylvia, do you have anything to say?
I just want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. Hope you had a wonderful experience and that you take that with you in your heart and stay heart-centered. And we will see you on Monday. And until then, love to all, and good night.
And good night to all of you. And like we have on the song by Van Halen, Love Walks In, Kyle wrote on here on the fast chat, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. And the show is to help you integrate your true divinity inside of your heart center with you. And this is what we're all about, is to get you more into your body so you can do the ascension process and really know who you are. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Night.